I'm Bob Dylan.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out,
way out.
Where I wanna be, 'cause that's the place for me.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host and guide for the next 60 minutes as we explore the lesser heard, slightly obscure side of rock, where the album cut and B-side rule, referencing material as far back as the blues of the 30s to today's new releases, while throwing in healthy doses of commentary and vinyl history. There's lots to cover, so we better get started. Okay, I was a bit rough on Mr. Dylan last week, but if I were to take my mother's advice, you know that if you don't have something nice to say crap, then I will say that Zimmy was a brilliant songwriter that arguably and single-handedly put an end to the separate writer-performer industry standard of the 50s and early 60s. He was the artist that made the Sinatras of the world irrelevant, and that's the irony of his standards album I was lampooning last week. But I stand by my statement that he can't sing. So this week, the Vinyl Garage presents Bob's songs performed by artists who can. A public service of sorts.
You must leave now, take what you need, you think will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast. Yonder stands your orphan with his gun, crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, baby, the saints are coming through, and it's all over now, baby blue. The highway is for gamblers, better use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. The empty-handed painter from your streets is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too is falling over you, and it's all over now, baby blue. Leave your stepping stones behind, there's something that calls for you. Forget the debt you've left, that will not follow you. Your lover who has just walked through the door has taken all his blankets from the floor. The carpet too is
Somebody. darkness at the break of noon. Shadows even the silver spoon, the handmade blade, the child's balloon. Eclipses both the sun and moon. Do you understand? You know too soon. There is no sense in trying. Pointed threats, they bluff with scorn. Suicide remarks are torn from the fool's gold mouthpiece, a hollow horn. Blades wasted words prove to warn that he not busy being born is busy dying. Temptation page flies out the door. You follow, find yourself at war. Watch waterfalls of pity roar. You feel to moan, but unlike before, you discover that you just be one more person crying. So don't fear when you hear a foreign sound to your ear. It's all right, Ma, I'm only sighing. A question in your nerves is lit, yet you know there is no answer fit to satisfy, ensure you not to quit, to keep it in your mind and not forget that it is not he or she or them or it that you belong to. Although the masters make the rules, or the wise men and the fools, I've got nothing, Ma, to live up to. For them that must obey authority that they do not respect in any degree, who despise their jobs, their destiny, speak jealously of them that are free, do what they do just to be nothing more than something they invest in.
Such abuse. Won't you let me see? sat in an empty theater and we kissed. I asked you please to cross me off your list. My head tells me it's time to make a change, but my heart is telling me I love you but you're strange. So one more time at midnight near the wall, take off your heavy makeup and your shawl. Won't you come down from the throne, look where you sit, let me feel.
Northern Ireland's Them, from their second LP, Them Again, in 1966, featured It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, released shortly thereafter as a single in Holland, and 6 years later in Germany. The song features singer Van Morrison. Gotta Serve Somebody was from the Chimes of Freedom Dylan tribute album from 2012, a compilation we'll tap many times this show. Performed by ex-Animal Eric Burden. Ex-Bird Roger McGuinn's contribution to the Easy Rider soundtrack from 1969 was It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding. The song was used in the lead-up to the final scene of the movie. From 1985, the Everly Brothers Born Yesterday LP gave us Abandoned Love, a song intended for Dylan's Desire LP but never released. The original eventually found its way to vinyl on 1985's Biograph. If Not For You was from George Harrison's first solo LP, All Things Must Pass. George and Dylan would perform the song as a duet on the Concert for Bangladesh 1 year later, in 1971.
At his heart, I know he can't escape. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside the mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Well, Shakespeare, he's in the alley with his pointed shoes and his belt. Some French girl who says she knows me well. And I would send a message to find out if she's taught. But the post office has been stolen and the mailbox is locked. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside
baffled when I asked in white dress, 20 pounds. Your debutante just knows what you need, but I know what you really want. Oh, mama, come here, will it be the end to be stuck inside Moby with the Memphis blues again? Now the bricks lay on Grand Street where the neon madmen climb. Perfectly, it all seems so well timed. And here I sit so patiently, waiting to find out what price you have to pay to get out of going through all these things twice. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside Moby with the Memphis blues.
Perhaps it's the color of the sun cut flat, uncovering the crossroads I'm standing at. Or maybe it's the weather or something like that. But mama, you've been on my mind. I don't mean trouble, please don't put me down or get upset. I'm not pleading or saying I can't forget. I do not walk the floor, bow down and bend, but yet mama, you've been on my mind. Even though my mind is hazy and my thoughts, they might be narrow, where you've been don't bother me nor bring me down in sorrow. Don't even matter to me where you're waking up tomorrow. But mama, you're just on my mind. Just breathing to myself, pretending not that I don't know. Mama, you've been on my mind. When you wake up in the morning, baby, look inside your mirror. You know I want the next to you. You
won't be near. I'd just like to know if you can see yourself as clear as someone who has had you on his mind.
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage, the songs of Bob Dylan performed by people who can sing.
Thank you. causes any pain. Tonight, as I stand inside the rain, everybody knows the baby's got new clothes, but lately I've seen her ribbons and her bows have fallen from her curls.
Oh, she takes
days
just like a woman.
Yes, she does, as she makes love.
Just like a little
and her hooves.
Oh, she takes
days
just like a woman.
Yes, she does, as she makes love
just like a woman.
Yes, she does, as she aches
just like a woman. Yeah, but she brings just like a little girl.
It was raining from the first. I was dying of thirst, so I came in here.
And your long time curse hurts, but what's worse is this pain in here. I can't stay.
There was a 2007 film about the life of Bob Dylan, as told through six different actors, each representing a different aspect of his career. And you can't have a movie without a soundtrack album, and this was a good one. In addition to being the premiere of the title cut on record, it featured many lesser-known younger artists interpreting Zimmy's catalog, one of which was Cat Power, an American singer-songwriter whose contribution was Stuck in Mobile with the Memphis Blues. No longer Ricky, Rick Nelson from his 1978 LP Return to Vienna contributed to the Dylan Party with Mama, You've Been on My Mind. The album didn't chart and no singles were ever released. If there ever was a Dylan cut that begged for a rock band to perform it, it was Masters of War. And that band was Leslie Weston Mountain from an LP of Dylan covers aptly titled Masters of War from 2007. If that wasn't enough, the song also featured as guest vocalist Ozzy Osbourne. It seems that nearly everyone has released a Dylan cover at one time or another, some an entire album, and the Hollies are one. 1969's Holly Sing Dylan LP featured 12 cuts, most of which were way too poppy, much to the chagrin of Graham Nash, who left the band. But the least offensive of the lot was Just Like a Woman. Nash didn't appear on the record. Earlier in the season, I went off on Todd Rundgren when he strayed a bit too far from his signature sound, so it's with more than a little trepidation I present the next cut, Like a Rolling Stone, by Mitch Ryder. He started his career singing backing vocals in a black soul band in Detroit called the Peps, so it's no surprise his version of Bob's classic is done in a funky R&B style. Now, if you're a dyed-in-the-wool Dylan fan, you may want to look away. Personally, I haven't decided whether I like it or not, but I've included it here mostly for the can't-help-but-look-as-you-pass-the-car-wreck effect. And besides, you won't hear it anywhere else, and he still sings better than Bob. Bon appetit.
What's up? May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. May you stay forever young. Forever young. Forever young. May you stay forever young. May you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth and see the light that's surrounding you. May you always be courageous. Stand upright and be strong. And may you stay forever young.
Glass, the dignity.
Somebody got murdered on New Year's Eve. Somebody said dignity was the last to leave. I went into the city, into the town, into the land of the midnight sun. Searching high, searching low, searching everywhere I know, asking the cops wherever I go, have you seen dignity? Blind man breaking out of a trance, puts both hands in the pockets of chance, hoping to find one circumstance of dignity. I went to the wedding of Mary Lou. She said, I don't want nobody to hear me talking to you. She said she could get killed if she told me what she knew about dignity. I went down where the vultures feed. I could have gone deeper, but there wasn't any need. I heard the tongues of angels and the tongues of men. There wasn't any difference to me. Chilly wind, sharp as a razor blade. House on fire, debts unpaid. Gonna stand at the window and ask the maid, have you seen dignity? Thinking man listens to the voice he hears in a crowded room full of covered up mirrors, coming the lost, forgotten years. I met Prince Philip at the home of the blue. He said, I don't know, want to see me talking to you. Had money up front, he said he was in the queue for dignity. Footsteps running across the silver sand, steps going down into tattoo land. I saw the sons of darkness and the sons of light, the border towns of despair. I've got no place to fade, got no coke.
We closed the show with Dear Landlord by Joe Cocker from his first self-titled LP from 1969. Forever Young from Meatloaf's 2003 LP, couldn't have said it better. And finally, Dignity by Robin Hitchcock, a great Dylan composition found on the Robin Sings album from 2002. Thanks for joining the Vinyl Garage this week. I hope you've enjoyed the music of Bob Dylan. Tune in next week for part two. More great music performed by singers you can actually understand. But before we go, it's that time of the year again when the thoughts of any self-respecting music lover turns to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees, something that never fails to get us scratching our heads, wondering if the decision-making process consists of monkeys throwing darts. Of the 15 potential nominees, only a few I have concerns. I'll grudgingly agree that R&B, being closely associated with early rock and roll, have a bit of a right to be included in the hall, but the inclusion of hip-hop or rap group is pointless. There's already a hip-hop hall of fame and there are no rock acts in it. Why? Because there shouldn't be. And the same applies here. But the point of their inclusion is to cater to a larger, and read that, younger and more diverse fan base, which equates to more cash in the hall's coffers. But does this give justice to the real rock acts that have been passed by? According to the Hall of Fame website, criteria for induction includes, quote, the influence and significance of the artist's contributions to the development and perpetuation of rock and roll, end quote. I rest my case. Keep in touch with the Vinyl Garage at facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show. or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.
Correct.